First pack of Gittin, Mishnah Hay. Kol get sheyesh alav eid kusi posel. If there is a non-Jewish witness on the get, it is posel. Even according to the opinion that holds that they are Jews, they are not reliable. So the posel leg is also. Chutz mikitinosh v'shichur avodim. But in the case if it's a get isha, it is kosher. So that's a little counterintuitive. Why is it so? Because first of all, most of the Rishonim learn we're talking about a case where the kuti, this non, the posel aid was signed first, and afterwards the Jewish person. And the halacha is by get isha, a divorce document, all the eidim have to be in, present at the time of the signature, and therefore. We can assume that, as I mentioned before, that this mission is really going also, but this statement is going primarily according to the opinion that Kutam are really Jews, just they're not reliable. Here, since a Jew signed together with this Kuti, it must be that that other Jew knew that he was a reliable Kuti, and therefore it's all right. Mashenka, by other stars, they get the stars possible because. It could be that they didn't sign one in front of the other, and the first person signed, and he left space for somebody to sign on top of him. He wanted mechata the other person, and then they ended up getting this possible eid to sign on top of him, so you don't have two kosher eidim. So, but by the chumrah of gittin, that the two eidim have to sign one in front of the other, creates this kula that if one of them is a kuti, we could rely on the fact that he was a kosher witness. Kfar Oisnai get Isha Vahoyol of Eide Kutim Vehirsha. There's a mice that they brought him, Eide Kutim, and he was Machshe. The problem over here is, here the Lashon of Eide is Mashba, that they were even two Eidim of Kutim. They were both Eide Kutim. So the question is, why? First of all, he's disagreeing with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama was Matir only when there was one aid kuti, not both of them, and the Gemara says ve'emet. You should insert into the Mishnah that Rabbi Gamliel is coming to disagree. And his svara is that the early kutim were not choshed in respect to gitei noshim. They respected and believed and held, practiced the concept of gitei noshim, and therefore in respect to that they were not choshed to lie. Well, there's in the ancient Kutim. Afterwards, there were goyim there. That all the Kutim had been in the goyim and mela. That's another puzzle, no matter what. All the shtars that are written in goyish courts, af al pi shechasumeim goyim kshevim, even the ones that signed on them, goyim is still kosher. You have to know that this court is a type of court that does not accept bribes. Otherwise, the whole thing is not trustworthy. If it's a court of justice, that's a good standing court, and therefore we know that they're not going to accept something which they feel is not reliable. Therefore, there's a tikkunes chachomim that, in respect to documents of loans and sale, we can rely on this document. Why? Because once again, we have a proof. It's not a halachic proof, but it's it's not through kosher eidim, but the fact that it was done in this court of justice is enough of a proof to be accepted even by the Jewish law. But that only helps for monetary issues, which you can have a takonos chachamim that rely on it. But gitei noshim, which has to be a kosher get deraisa, chachamim can't say a get which is false deraisa is going to be kosher. And therefore, chutz mikitei noshim shechur avodim, a document of divorce, a document of to free a slave, is possible even if it was written in a koyish shokoyim. Yeah. Now, also, there's a lashon in the Gemara that says it's not after gitei noshim; it's anything similar to gitei noshim, which means that it could be that which is kosher is only the document for proof that the loan was made, and the document of proof written in these arkos is kosher. But the document that creates the kinyan, shtar kinyan, would also be possible in field arkos shogoyim. In other words, in the goyish courts, we only rely on them as proofs and not to create transactions through their stars. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af eiluk sheirim, lo husker el bezman shenasim behed yud. That he says that these are also kosher. Even the gitei noshim that was written in the these are kosher. Why? Because he holds that the Eidim that make a document to kosher are not the ones signed in the document, it's the one that were observing the transfer of the document, which is called Eidim Mesira. So we have good Eidim Mesira. There's aloha that even if you have good Eidim Mesira, if the apostle Eidim written the Shtab, it's worse than having no Eidim at all. I'm going to say that it's talking about a case where they have very clear non-Jewish names. Christopher or whatever. Well, that may be a Jewish name. But therefore, we're not concerned that we get confused with kosher Eidim. And according to him, if the shtar was made behedyed, regular goyim, not in the court, then we do not use such a document. What's the difference between a document written in a court or privately? He says, even though l'chayr we say that we go by the Eidim Mesira. So, that if it was done by regular goyim, there's less of a kol that this was done by possible people, and therefore they may come to rely on the Eidei Chasima. Whereas when it was done in the courts with the goyish names, there was no concern. People would rely on the Eidei Chasima; they would rely on the Eidim that saw the transfer of the document.